dwelling safely apart. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 28. The more we dwell alone, the more safe shall we be. God would have his people separate from sinners. His call to them is, "Come ye out from among them." A Christian world is such a monstrosity as the scriptures never contemplate. A worldly Christian is spiritually diseased. Those who compromise with Christ's enemies may be reckoned with them. Our safety lies not in making terms with the enemy, but in dwelling alone with our best friend. If we do this, we shall dwell in safety, despite the sarcasms, the slanders, and the sneers of the world. We shall be safe from the baleful influence of its unbelief, its pride, its vanity, its filthiness. God also will make us dwell in safety alone in that day when sin shall be visited on the nations by wars and famines. The Lord brought Abram from Ur of the Chaldees, but Abram stopped halfway. He had no blessing till, having set out to go to the land of Canaan, to the land of Canaan he came. He was safe alone, even in the midst of foes. Lot was not safe in Sodom, though in a circle of friends. Our safety is in dwelling apart with God.